This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tonight in Orangeburg, South Carolina, the Democrats vying to be the next president of the United States squared off in a televised debate. On hand were Senators Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Chris Dodd, and Joe Biden. Joining them were Representative Dennis Kucinich, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, 2004 vice presidential nominee John Edwards, and former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel. The 90-minute debate, carried by MSNBC, took place at South Carolina State University. Our political editor Ken Rudin is there and joins me now. And Ken, I understand that most of the debate tonight focused on questions about the war in Iraq.
And that's not a surprise, Melissa, because obviously that's the issue that got the Democrats into power in the 2006 midterm elections. I think the question was really not so much would they agree or disagree on Iraq, but how would they square off with each other? And obviously all attention seemed to be on the nominal frontrunners for the Democratic nomination, Senator Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They were pretty friendly for the most part. They referred to each other by their first name. Hillary Clinton would refer to my friend Barack. Obama would say my friend Hillary. But it was interesting at one point when John Edwards, like many of the senators here, like the former senators here, voted for the war in Iraq in 2002, but he has apologized for the war, and he has made a point pointing out that Hillary Clinton has not apologized. And here is John Edwards talking about his vote in 2002.
Senator Clinton and anyone else who voted for this war has to search themselves and decide whether they believe they voted the right way. If so, they can support their vote. If they believe they didn't, I think it's important to be straightforward and honest.
A lot of people see that as perhaps an Edwards attack on Hillary Clinton, the fact that she has not been straightforward or honest about her disavowal of the war, but Hillary Clinton came back with a vote saying that she certainly takes responsibility for it.
Brian, I take responsibility for my vote. Obviously, I did as good a job I could at the time. It was a sincere vote based on the information available to me. And I've said many times that if I knew then what I now know, I would not have voted that way.
I think this is an important point only because of all the candidates, it seems like Hillary Clinton is dogged by the anti-war constituency, the anti-war protesters surround her, follow her wherever she goes on the campaign trail.
And again, these are themes we've been hearing throughout the campaign so far. Was there any moment in the Iraq debate that struck you as something you hadn't heard before?
Well, what was interesting to me is like Dennis Kucinich, the congressman from Cleveland, Ohio, has really been written off from day one. Most people see him as just an asterisk, not even worth covering. And yet he said something I thought was very interesting. Most of the senators say they're against the war, they oppose the war, and yet most of them voted for the funding and the appropriations bill that the Senate passed this week. This is Kucinich basically taking on his Democratic rivals.
I think it's inconsistent to tell the American people that you oppose the war, and yet you continue to vote to fund the war, because every time you vote to fund the war, you're reauthorizing the war all over again. As a matter of fact, my good friends here from the Senate just came back from Washington, D.C., where they voted to continue funding the war.
So that was Kucinich. And basically, again, you know, if you look at the polls, you look at the numbers, he's really in low single digits. He ran for president for the nomination to get in 2004, didn't do so well, and he's not favored in any of these primaries here this time. But again, I think he stands for something that many, if not most, of the Democratic electorate believes in, and that's that the war is wrong and funding for the war is wrong.
Okay, that's NPR's political editor Ken Rudin talking about the Democrats' debate in Orangeburg, South Carolina tonight. Ken, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.